Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupodity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupodity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupodity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you, bigger than Oprah. Now a lot bigger than Oprah. How about that? Great. Subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Stanzig and I have been talking all week. We have no idea how to follow up what it is we just did. And what we just did was Rory McIlroy, Tom Brady, and the biggest star of stars, Jimmy Dunn, the guy who runs some of the golf course. But coming off the heels of Brady and Rory McIlroy, Stanzig and I had no idea. Stanzig, how do we follow this up? I don't even know what to do here. What are we doing? I'm a bad dog.
The first thing I did was to Google whether or not Oprah had Tom Brady on, and she did. So, surprise, surprise. I don't think she had Jimmy Dunn on, so I think we got her beat. Yeah, Oprah's got some work to do.
So, listen, Stanzig and I, being serious, we didn't know how to follow that episode up. Some people told us. One of our bosses said, just end on top. just let that be the last one that you ever do. But we thunder forward because we are getting paid so much money to do this that we have no choice. We have to continue. And by so much money, neither of us have ever been paid a dime. I would give you Brady. I mean, what do you want?
We're just riding the momentum right now. That's all.
You have a free Brady. I mean, I shouldn't have told. People are debating whether or not we should have told people the network before we aired Stupodity. What I should have done, same thing I aired here, is I should have left, hey, I got Brady, and I'm not going to air it unless you pay me. It stands it.
Wow.
You had an opportunity. Yes.
Yes.
And I just saw this crestfallen look sweep over your face. Like, how the f*** did we whiff on that?
Yeah. We could have held the Brady interview ransom from the network.
Yes. So we have discussed, again, Stanzik and I are doing these podcasts at an alarming, unhealthy rate. I mean, we're supposed to do one a week. We've been giving you two a week. The reality is we could give you five a week if we wanted to. Now, we didn't want to follow up. We were thinking, should we follow up with big star power? But how do you get bigger than Tom Brady? What I mean by that is we have like voice of the NBA, Mike Breen. We've already done that. Okay. We didn't want to put Mike Breen on right after Tom Brady. That is not right to do to Mike Breen, okay? And so we figured the only way that we could follow that episode up, one in which we had Tom Brady on, one in which we had Rory McIlroy on, the number one golfer in the world, was to give you a star that is bigger than both of those stars. And the only guy that we have in our Rolodex, the only guy we could think of, me and Stanzik, was Mikey C.
And for a lot of you out there that have never listened to Stupodity until Tom Brady was a guest on Stupodity, I think we should at least explain who Mikey C is.
We should. Mikey C, so just so you know, up until Tuesday's episode, Mikey C was the most popular guy on this podcast. But then Brady came up. And we started to feel, me, Stanzik, Mike Golic Jr., who's a big part of our podcast and will be on this episode here in just a minute, we felt his jealousy, his rage, his anger from many, many states away. I am in Florida. Mikey C lives in Connecticut. I could feel his jealousy from down here, 13 states away. And so we figured we love him. We love Mikey C. He has become a cult hero. He has become an icon, in these proceedings. He is a guy who claims to be Stu Gott before Stu Gott. But we did a show called Weekend Observations, me and Mike Golic Jr., a couple of years ago on Sunday mornings on ESPN Radio 7 to 9, and Mikey C was the board op. Now, by board op, that means you're supposed to stand behind the board, push all the buttons, get whatever the guys need, the hosts need. What dawned on us pretty early was Mikey C was never there. never there when we needed him because he was always out by a dumpster on the Bristol campus smoking cigarettes. And so what we decided to do is not punish Mikey C for never being there when we needed him. We decided, no. This is an amazing creature. I'm telling you, this is one of those people in radio and entertainment that provides constant content, and it's always great content. It's unintentional great content. It's rarely intentional great content. It's usually unintentional great content, but we don't care. You'll take content wherever you can get it. And so he has been the star, but he's a wounded star. And so we need to fix this, and we need to fix it in a hurry because I'll never get Tom Brady again. But I need my Mikey C. I need him, and I need him badly. And don't tell him that, Stantic, okay? I don't want to hear any of this on the front end, okay? Do not tell him how badly we need him, but we need him. And so we're going to fix this. Stantic, quickly, because we're going to bring these guys off because it is the perfect follow-up to what we did. What we did earlier this week is not a representation of what this podcast normally is. What you're about to hear is what this podcast always is. Stantic, how would you explain Mikey C and the crew that they're about to hear to what is an old audience, but also a new audience because of Tom Brady?
I mean, you did a pretty good job. The only things I would add for Mikey C is he's a chain smoker. We know this. He is allergic to water, according to him. He's in his early to mid 40s, and he started at ESPN like a week after me, and he's still part-time.
Right. And what I've always told Stanzik is the crew that you're about to hear, when you're in this industry for as long as I've been, there is a chemistry that me and Mike Golic Jr. felt working with each other from the second we started working with each other. And then it expanded out to Mikey A, Mikey C, and then eventually Stanzik once we started doing the podcast. And when you have chemistry like we've developed, like we have, you latch onto that shit with every single thing that you have. I maintain the Brady episode is the height of stupidity, but it's not nearly as good as any episode we've ever done with the crew you're about to hear, the Weekend Observation crew.
Stupidity!
Go, Joe. What's up?
Yeah. You working out, Mikey?
I was, yes. Next nice. Week's my birthday. I got to be shredded for it.
Ooh, how old, Mike?
I think I'm going to be 44, dude.
Wow. Yeah, you think if you know, what year were you born? We can do the math. It's not that difficult.
76.
Yeah, you'll be 44.
That's crazy.
You're 10 years older than I am.
Wow. Respect your elders.
Oh yeah, I don't think when they came up with that saying they had met you yet.
Oh, Gojo's kitchen got the milk bottle.
What am I listening to?
Someone peeing, I think.
Okay, that's what that is.
Does Gojo know we can hear him peeing?
Yeah. He's not peeing into the milk carton.
Well, it's almost full.
Of piss.
So is that because you have the AirPods on? You walked to the bathroom and we stayed with you?
Yep.
I think we got to get you to take a dump on one of these. It'd be very appropriate for the podcast and the picture.
Got to tell you, Gojo, sounds like you're hung. Bravo.
Yeah. Classic big dick piss.
It doesn't fall as far.
That always used to be like, I remember being in the locker room and you'd be in there like super early for like a morning workout and you'd be in the bathroom and you'd just be listening for the piss and I'd be like, oh yeah, it sounds like a big dick.
There is a person, and I'm not sure that you played with them, but they definitely went to your school, and I'm not going to get too far into it, but I went to one locker room, NFL locker room post game, and this person has made me rethink my entire life with how big they are.
Can you give us a team? No, let's guess who it was. Let's guess. Are you saying it was a Gojo's team?
I don't know that they played together at the same time. Forgive me.
I want to take a guess.
Go for it.
We're just massive, right? And it was a Notre Dame player?
I got to tell you, it haunted my dreams for a week.
Right, are you going to give us a team, or should we do a preliminary guess and then you narrow it down? I say we all take a stab at this.
Go ahead.
Can we get a year? By the way, what's up, motherfuckers?
How you doing?
Right into big dick talk, yeah.
Yeah, this is what I'm waiting for.
And that was Dick Talk. Dick Talk
and surprisingly, this is the third episode we've done on dicks.
going Golden Tate.
Speaking of dicks, Mikey, go ahead.
You're not going to give us a year? Nothing?
No, I'm not going to give you anything.
Nothing?
He's on the board with Golden Tate. I don't know if anybody else heard that other than me, but he's on the board with Golden Tate as his guest.
Mikey C is going Golden Tate. Okay. Who's next? Stanzik, you want to go?
Yeah, yeah. I'm down to two guys.
Mikey A walked into a locker room and saw a penis that made him question everything about his manhood
everything about
and
my
humanity.
Life.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm guessing whose penis it was.
Yes, this is what's happening.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that it wasn't Jimmy Clausen, so it's not him. I'm going Ronnie Stanley.
Wow.
Okay.
Gojo, right. No reaction. I thought that dude must be hung.
I'm trying to play this one cool. I can't give it away for any of you guys right now.
The answer? Well,
Gojo knows the answer?
I have no idea. The best part about it, though, is Gojo has an answer, and it's not speculation.
That's true.
The only thing Gojo is wondering is if it happens to be the same one I'm talking about. But he has an answer.
All right, I am going to watch.
I got plenty of big dicks in the Rolodex. I just don't know if it's the one you're thinking.
Who's the biggest, Mike? Actually, who's the smallest, Mike? It would be me. All right, I'm gonna guess Chris Zorich. A second Zorich reference.
Big Z.
Oh God,
Gojo.
Well, I can't guess because everyone I guess, like, you'll know they have a big dick. There's no mystery to it. Yeah. It would just be me stating a big dick person. So,
just say guess. Kyle Rudolph. I mean, come on.
Kyle Rudolph. I'm not here to confirm or deny any wieners, all right? I am curious, Mike A. I want to at least know if I went to school with this person or not.
Okay.
How about a clue, Mike?
Somebody guessed it.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Zorich.
I think it's got to be Golden Tate.
But do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It is. It is Golden Tate.
Wow.
It is Golden Tate.
Wow, Mikey C. How'd you know?
Mikey C. knows his dicks.
Yeah, right?
That man ruined my life. And all he did was swing, and I ducked.
Whoa! Mikey, why were you so sure on that? You were the first guest.
He was like, oh, Golden Tate?
Golden Tate. Thanks, baby.
Stanzik ain't the only one hanging around his desk.
Golden State had to be checking – Golden State. Golden Tate had to be checking him out at some point. I mean,
so let me paint you a quick picture here.
By the way, Golik, if you can, please get Golden Tate on the podcast.
So it's post-Super Bowl. They just won the Super Bowl. I'm supposed to be getting people on the phone for ESPN Radio to do post-hit interviews. And I walk into the locker room, and I'm amping myself up because it's the first time I'm ever doing this. So I'm going from player to player, and I look over, and I'm like, Golden Tate had a good game. I'm going to go over and talk to Golden Tate. And he's facing away from me, and I walk over, and I said, excuse me, Golden. And he turned, and I went, and then I walked away.
You didn't get a question out.
I
with my phone out like this.
You just immediately start tilting it to take a picture. You're like.
I so wish, Gojo, I think you've heard it before, but the caller called in one time and told the Julio Franco story on our show. Oh my God. Where, like, he said it's the biggest he called it the biggest monster he's ever seen. He was working as a reporter, and much like you, Mikey, it left him speechless, and he quit the profession. I mean, he was done.
I haven't been back to a locker room since.
So, listen, it all we didn't know how to follow up with Tom Brady. We had Tom Brady on the podcast, and what I was telling the guys was this was not a victory for me. This was a victory for us. And I know it sounds crazy, but even us, all of us, the whole crew right here, Mikey A., Mike Golic Jr., Stanzik, because even when we're doing, as Mikey C. lights up a cigarette, of course, Because even guys, I swear to you, even when we're doing episodes that do not include you, we always feel your presence. Okay, like this is, and you have been a part of like 42% of the podcast that Ian Stanzik can put out here. So we always feel like this is a communal thing, like an us thing. And when Stupidity made it to SportsCenter, Gojo was texting me. We were celebrating, but we also, I think it all dawned on us at the exact same time. What are we going to do about Mikey C? I felt this jealousy from down here in South Florida, and Gojo felt it up there, obviously. And so we felt like it was our duty to follow that episode up with an insanely outraged, jealous Mikey C. Gojo, that about sums it up, right? That's why we're getting together again so quickly.
It really does sum it up perfectly. It was legitimately my first thought. And now that Stu Gatz has gone on with his diatribe about how this was all of us and we were all there for this, I just imagine Mikey telling people like that passage about Christ, hey, that time you saw one set of footprints, it's because Mikey C. was carrying your podcast.
And so we're all concerned about you, Mikey, because, you know, up until about 2 days ago, you were the biggest star to land on this podcast, and now we've had Tom Brady on.
So. Before you answer, Mikey, can I just say you have the biggest go f- yourself look on your face right now?
Are you reading it correctly, at least?
Are you answering the f- word?
He hasn't said a word. It's full intimidation. He just pulls out a cigarette, lights it, and says nothing. We are all scared shitless right now.
I don't know what to do. Like, how, Stanzik, how are we going to undo what we've already done? Because I don't think Mikey C wants to be a part of the podcast anymore. I don't know what to do.
I think it's too late. I mean, the cigarette's already been smoked. I think Mike's just trying to calm himself down here.
And pretty much, yeah. That's pretty accurate. It's not even so much that you guys interviewed Tom Brady without me. It's all the hoopla that you posted afterwards. The greatest podcast ever. Oh, this was the greatest episode. Oh, the greatest this. That's what really twisted the knife in Mikey C's back.
I did call it 7 perfectly mediocre minutes with Tom Brady. I mean, I think we've done better podcasts. I think this podcast, every time we do it, is better than the one we just did this past week. It just doesn't have the star power. And you're objecting to the fact that you're the star power. You're Tom Brady. And so, like,
look what I do by a dumpster. Imagine if I had Tom Brady.
At the dumpster?
Even better.
And what's stopping you from doing that? Anything?
I would have liked to talk to Tom Brady because I would have told him how, like, the DB12 is a lot worse than the Mikey C100. If you guys would check me out, I could probably give him some health tips. It would have been a great interview. And how did Charlie get into it?
Well, Charlie delivered Tom Brady. I mean, you deliver guests that we book for you out by a dumpster. I mean, that's it.
Stargill, the guy from the gas station that sells my cigarettes. That was a great interview.
Yeah, it was. No one said it wasn't. I mean,
let the record show, Mikey just compared the greatest quarterback of all time with Stargill, the guy who sells the cigarettes.
He's healthier than Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's smoking a cigarette and drinking a Red Bull.
This is what I just thought of. You know how they spend all those money, players, on that pre-combine training, and they send them off to these places in Arizona and Los Angeles? What if we got one elite prospect to just come and smoke cigarettes and drink Red Bull with Mikey C as their training? Like, how far – if you gave Mikey Trevor Lawrence, how far could we drive his draft stock yet?
But no, here's the other thing, Gojo, which is great. So Mikey C wanted me to process as Rory McIlroy was coming on, the number one golfer in the world, as Tom Brady was coming on, as Jim Dunn, who runs Seminole, is coming on. All this is swirling around me, and I've got Charlie to deal with, and I've got Chris to deal with, Stanzik to deal with. That Mikey C, what he's really upset about is we didn't invite him to the proceedings, he should have been involved in interviewing Tom Brady. In what world would I do that?
Because you've seen my work. You see what I do with, like, nothing. You see what I do with a dumpster in Sargeel. You see what I do with just being able to squeeze water out of these rocks. Now you could have gave me something to work with, actually, and it would have been a whole bunch better.
What would you have asked, Mike?
I would have probably talked about his little workout routine and talked about how, like, I'm in great shape now. And
you would have talked about yourself with Tom.
You would have talked to Tom about
how it's amazing how great I'm looking these days, and nobody can see me.
It's actually, I think there's a good idea here where we recreate. If we give you 7 minutes left of your own devices, okay? I mean, Stanzik, someone could play the role of Tom Brady. How that interview would have gone.
Do you need another voice? Mikey C is interviewing Tom Brady. Do we need somebody to play Tom Brady, or is Mikey C going to talk for 7 minutes?
I don't know. How do you want to do it? I mean, what's the best way to do it? I was just thinking
that you guys owe me somebody now.
You owe me everything. What do you mean?
No, I owe SVP and Rosillo. I owe SVP a lot. You're coming up there. You're on your way.
Really?
You're on your way. You're climbing. Really? You got a little knockdown in past week, though.
Let me ask you, when was the last time you spoke to SVP or Rosillo?
He actually did shoot me a text the other day to see how I was doing. I didn't get anything.
Well, even Rosillo was concerned about you after the Brady
episode.
Dan Pals?
Dan Pals. Yeah, oh, yeah, the big guy.
Yeah, because we know this preacher. He knows you as well. He knows Gojo. Did you feel bad for – as this was playing out on SportsCenter, did any part of you – like, feel badly for Mikey? Did I do a poor job being Stanzik?
I didn't even know it was on SportsCenter.
Of leaving Mikey C out of these proceedings, should I have included it?
No! Oh, my God, no. Oh, Stugatz, you know what? Like, for our entertainment, yes. For the good of any future that you guys wanted to have, for the good of Charlie and his connections that got you guys that interview, I mean, to drop the nuclear warhead that is Mikey C into that situation – would have been famous for us. It would have been fantastic. Yeah. But I do, like, it is so weird how Mikey C-centric our universe is, because even though I don't believe he should have been there, he's the first person I thought of. And now when he says, well, you guys owe me someone, he's going to parlay this into us getting him another smoke break guest. This is what's going to happen.
You know, Holly Saunders is available. I think maybe next week we can get her on, you know.
Just DM her again.
It is amazing in a celebratory day, okay, in a day in which Mike Golic Jr. was texting me, congratulations, SportsCenter, we did it. God. I'm testing him back, we did it. Mikey A., congratulations. Me and Stanzik we're reveling in the moment here. I mean, Supodity made it all the way to SportsCenter. Like, Mikey, the only person I didn't hear from that I was expecting to hear from was you, and it dawned on me that Mikey C is not happy for me. Mikey C is not happy for Stanzik. He is not happy for this podcast. He is actually upset. He is angry. I felt it, and it was upsetting. I got to tell you, Stanzik knows this. I was f***ing hurt, man. I wanted to hear from you that day. I did. Yeah, I was hurt.
If you really wanted to hear from me, you would have had me on with you guys. How are you flipping this where you're the hurt one now? That's those two guys. I can't believe this.
I just said this is our podcast. I know that's hard for you to fathom, but in a weird way, I view this as not me, not Stanzik. I view this as me, you always, even when you're not here, it is me, you, Mikey A., Michael Jr., and Stanzik. That's the way I go about it, Mikey.
If that was you, then I would have gotten some congratulations for this interview, but I didn't get it.
Stugatz, first off, thank you for what you said. I appreciate that. Now, can we take a step back and just picture all the Tom Brady hardos, all the golf hardos that have no idea what Stupodity is, that all of a sudden they get an alert, hey, Tom Brady did an interview with Stugatz, and they download and they listen to that, and they're like, you know, that interview wasn't half bad. Let me see what else this podcast has. Then they end up with Mikey C's fucking Christmas carols or Stanzik's best man speech. I mean, can we just take a step back and think of those people for a second?
Why do you think we're talking to you guys right now?
Yes. Yes. No, what they're going to get is this.
We had a plan, Mike, and the plan was
well executed.
To thrust you guys upon the new audience.
Yes, this is the plan. No, I'm telling you, because we could have went with Mike Breen. There's a number of people we could have went with, and we decided to go with this crew and Mikey C. Like, we know we have a whole new audience now, and what we wanted the whole new audience to hear was you, Mikey C. Do you feel better?
Yeah, well.
Come for Tom Brady, stay for Mikey C.
Stay for Golden Tate. I mean,
stay from him at least 3 feet.
Really?
By the way, this whole exercise has really felt like watching Mikey C and Stu Gatz go toe to toe is like watching one person argue in the mirror. It is like watching jujitsu of Stu Gatz versus Stu Gatz or Mikey C versus Mikey C. Like they're just, it's so similar, the tactics on both sides.
Yeah. What do I tell you guys? I was Stu Gatz before Stu Gatz.
I know. I've just parlayed it into a lot more than you have.
Life Tom Brady. It's a job.
Tom Brady interview.
Brady. Mikey, well, let's go around the room here. If I had the choice of Tom Brady or Mikey C, okay, I can only choose one to be a regular part of this podcast.
Was it that good? I haven't listened to it, obviously. Was it that good?
It was pretty good. I mean,
it was 7 average minutes.
I am trying to tell you something. The episode was good. It had star power. That episode was not as good as anything we've ever done, this crew together. I will tell you that safely. Stanton would agree with that easily, right?
You don't have to go around the room.
Yeah, the answer is Mikey C.
It's Mikey C 10 times over.
Mikey C.
Oh, really? I was going to say Tom Brady.
You'd be right. I take Roy McIlroy. I take Jimmy Dunn.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to do something here, right?
I tried. White flag, I tried.
Golden Tate!
Run it up his flagpole, the white flag.
Hey, you like wouldn't want to take there, Golden Tate.
I could have got something out of time that maybe you guys couldn't, you know, wouldn't have thought of. Maybe a different angle.
By flagpole, you meant tape, right? I mean, I'm just checking, just making sure.
Oh, man. Bigger soundbite.
What do we do here? He's hurt, guys. Visibly, he's hurt. Just so you guys know, this is Weekend Observations. It's the show that we used to do many, 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 many years ago on ESPN Radio on the weekends. Mike Golic Jr., Mikey A., Mikey C., Stanzik is now seamlessly fitted. By the way, congratulations on your wedding, Stanzik. We have
congrats on that.
Yeah.
Look like a married man.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You're not looking at me like with the same look anymore.
That's it. Yeah.
Did you get all our gifts, Stanzik?
What gifts?
So you got mine. Now, did the priest say if there are any objections, speak now? And did you, out of the corner of your eye, look for Mikey C to come bursting in?
I don't think that phrase was uttered, but everyone was on high alert, and the smoke would have given him away if he showed up.
The few people at the socially distanced wedding, someone in the back just starts coughing, and they're looking around like, what is that?
We didn't ask the priest for any incense.
Yeah.
This marriage is doomed.
Listen, I want to tell you a story. I called Stanzik the other day. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm writing a check. And I said, keep writing, Stanzik. Yeah. You want me to tell you? I said, Stanzik, am I allowed to tell him what the check was for?
Sure.
Deposit on a new house.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, good job.
I mean, she's taking all the stuff already.
Where is she living?
Well, the town she grew up in, Stratford. There
you go. Isn't that convenient? I mean, listen. It's
I'm in Trumbull.
Says it, just know that right now 50% of that house is hers, but eventually 100% of that house will be hers. Okay?
It's called moving day.
Yeah.
You thought it was Augusta on a Saturday. Oh, no, my friend. Oh, boy. What do we do here for Mikey C? What can we do? I don't know. I don't know how to.
I think we've got to book him Holly Saunders.
Yeah, we got to get him an attractive female to interview and or date.
I was just going to say Stanzik's got to throw him some ass, but that's fine, too.
What I was going to tell the audience is within this crew here that we love doing shows together, and we used to do them on ESPN Radio, but now we just brought it over to the podcast, it's Stupidity. Mikey C is the star of these proceedings, without question. He does smoke. Everyone loves Mikey C, and now Mikey C's upset with us. And so, I know I can't get Brady on the regular, but I know Mikey C is wanting to get whatever I want. up until a couple of days ago. And so we're just trying to salvage this relationship and make sure that Mikey C, the star of these proceedings, the star of stupidity, is okay. And so it's going to take a lot, Coach. I feel, knowing this creature the way I do, because I am him, it is going to take, we're going to have to do something big to get Mikey C.
We have to do another Mikey C day.
I don't know about that. But we're going to do something.
Come on, that would work out great.
Yeah.
That's too big.
Send him to Stu Falls.
Well, yes. Instead of me?
Yeah.
It seems like a win-win for me. I mean, I get Brady and I'll do it there.
Again, I'm trying to do something here, Stugatz.
I got you. I'm following you. Mikey C, is that good? Sioux Falls? We will change it from Stugatz Day to Mikey C Day. You get a key to the city. You'll hang out with John Daly. You won't play golf. You just smoke cigarettes with John Daly.
I'd be lying if I actually wasn't thinking about this already.
Mikey,
once I saw you dragging your feet, I was like, wow, Sioux Falls could really use Mikey C, probably.
Mikey C, help us out here. As this was all unfolding in front of your eyes, just be honest. Like, put us there. What was happening? Tell me, Gojo, Mikey A. Stancic. Like, as it was unfolding, Brady, Rory McIlroy, Jim Dunn.
It was confusing at first because, I you know, Twitter was blowing up with all these things. And somehow I do get dragged into, you know, tagged into these stupidities, I guess, because we're all
dragged was the better word as you're smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was thrown off because I was like, I didn't interview Tom Brady. What the hell are these people talking about? So I sent a couple of things back and I realized that I was not asked to partake in this thing. And I was like, geez, I didn't even think it was for a stupidity. I thought it was maybe for the Levitard show.
Right.
Put this on a scale of betrayal. Like, where does this rank? Somewhere in Benedict Arnold range? Like, where does this rank?
So, but Mikey, I don't know if betrayal is the problem. I think he's just been, I feel like, maybe Mikey C feels like he's no longer the star of the podcast because a bigger star is
Mikey C would never admit that he's not the star.
So after having Tom Brady on, you still feel like you are the most famous person who has been on this podcast. Is that what you're saying?
The best person that you had on the podcast. Yeah, I don't know about the most famous yet. Brady may have me there.
Mikey, I feel like I know the answer to this question, but have you ever listened to an episode of Stupidity that you haven't been in?
No, I did because somebody told me to listen. I think Mike Gay told me
because he was mentioned.
Oh, he's my top five rising stars. Yeah. Top five rising stars. Listen, here's what I made it. Right, I just made him a top five rising star on the podcast. He's still not happy about it. And listen, Stancic, even the episodes that Mikey C appears on, he fast forwards past all of our voices. He just plays his parts back.
We got to cut down this Greeny intro. Who wants to hear Greeny in the beginning? Good Lord, just get to the goods. Way too long, babe.
Babe, followed by a drag of cigarettes.
So you guys are going to do something to make it up for me? You guys can talk amongst yourselves. I'll let you.
Well, what I was going to tell you is Stancic and I, in about 15 minutes, have a very big conference call, big meeting. About something they'd like to do with the five of us. That perhaps will put some money in your pocket, although I have no idea if it will.
It won't. More importantly, it'll put money in your pockets too.
Yeah. It's going to put a whole bunch of money in my pocket, but listen, it will feed your ego, and that's really all that matters.
That's his currency. So
that is his currency.
They want to do Stancic, how would you describe this? Because we can't do live. We were going to do a live podcast at a theater, okay? And it was going to be all of us, and we were going to pack the house.
Can you smoke in this theater?
We were going to make an exception for you. Yeah, but now you don't have to worry about it because they want to do like a virtual one. Is that correct, Stancic? So it's a live airing of Stupidity in a city, maybe Sioux Falls, with some special guests. No one more special than you. But this is going to have a live audience, Mikey C, and I think you're going to be the star of the proceedings. I don't think you will be the star of the proceedings. Is that enough?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much we are allowed to reveal. I guess we'll find out during this meeting, and if I end up editing this entire part out, that's fine. But it's not necessarily the five of us. It is stupidity in some form or fashion, and no idea is off the table. So, Mikey C, if you have any ideas, we are all ears.
Yes.
This is your chance, Mikey. See?
I'm a little confused about what you just said now.
Because you said stupidity, but he didn't hear Mikey C.
Right, okay. So, just listen.
We are stupidity. We are, well, at least we are weekend observations.
Mikey C, understand, whenever I do something, by extension, you have done something. Whenever Gojo's done something, by extension, you've done something. Whether you believe me and Mike Golic Jr. or not, you are always with us, okay? Like, my success is your success, and I think Gojo would say the same thing. Is that fair, Gojo?
Absolutely, and the best part about that is that success comes without you having to do any work, so congratulations.
Right, exactly. Now, listen, listen, our money for our success is our money. Yeah. Hey, you don't get any of that, but you're sharing the success of that. I'm sorry about that.
You were talking on the Levitard show about who you would like to see in the Monday night booth, and I heard Amina Kimes get thrown in there.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, well, you forgot about me again.
You on the sidelines with cigarettes would be a good that's an option I had not thought of. Yes.
That is awesome.
A smoke break might be seen in the middle of an NFL game. That'd be great. Stan's good on that.
I'm just picturing Mikey C talking to NFL head coaches, and I don't see it going well, but that means it's going great for us.
Which might NFL coach definitely smokes?
Ooh.
I bet you more than we could guess. Gojo, do you have any
Adam Gase ripping heaters.
Bill O'Brien.
Adam Gase smokes and like has to hide it from his wife.
Yes.
Are we doing this based on physical appearance? I like where we're going here. NFL coaches.
By the way, easy one. He's not a head coach. He's a coordinator, but he just got done working for us. I've seen him in a leather jacket. Jack Del Rio.
Oh,
Jack Del Rio smokes the hell out of some cigarettes.
I think I have the all-timer in terms of guys, head coaches, NFL head coaches, who looked like they smoked cigarettes. And I don't know if he did, but he certainly looked like he chain-smoked. Wayne Fox. I mean, that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know we were making references from the early 90s. I think we were going current head coaches, and I'm going all in with Bruce Arians.
Ooh.
Ooh, man.
Only when he drinks.
Well, what's he smoking?
BA's got the cigarette in the same hand that's holding the glass of Scott.
Now I like this game. NFL coaches. NFL coaches who smoke cigarettes. Who's the NFL coach that you would say smokes weed?
Kingsbury.
Ooh. Kingsbury, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kingsbury. Kingsbury.
Gase could be in part of that, too, with those wacky eyes.
It's like a pen, though, for Kingsbury, right? Like a high-tech pen.
Yeah.
Right?
He's... I feel like him and Pablo Torre probably like the same smoking patterns.
Exactly. Who does
very
it all? Yeah, oh no, totally. You nailed it. I think Kingsbury's the guy. Who's the old school guy who just pulls out like a dugout? Like
Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
Boom. Bastard.
He's got like one of those cigarette bats.
Yep.
Mikey C, you're familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listen, what Stanley's trying to tell you is this event could be centered around you. It could be centered around someone else. We'd like to center it around you, but we need some ideas. So, like,
but Stanley, don't say it and be like, you know, not necessarily us five, and you know, don't put it that way because then I get nervous.
You brought this up. Stugatz brings this up, and Golic is his natural reaction. Hey guys, I'm busy, but for you, I'm there. Me, I'm like, you know what? I'm just thankful to be part of this. Mikey C is like, what's in it for me? What do we get Mikey C out there more? How?
We're at the point now where it's your classic move. We're asking you for ideas, and you're just deflecting until we present you with the idea that involves you.
Right.
I hate it because I already am sitting here thinking, you know what would be great is to plug Mikey in to a pseudo-football booth and have him do a broadcast like that. It would make a great bit. And I realize I have done exactly
what Mikey wants. Yeah.
Right. I have sat here and I have constructed ideas around him because I am powerless against him.
Guys, you know how many Christmas carols I wrote for that?
It's unbelievable. And let me remind people how he became the most popular person on the show. By not doing his job, because he was never there where Golic and I needed him. He was smoking cigarettes by a dumpster. I mean...
Oh, the amount of Sunday mornings that Stugatz dials in from his comrades in Miami and he asks for something from Mikey during the break and I have to wait for Stugatz to finish his thought, and it was usually a long one, only to tell him, yeah, he's been outside
this
entire
time. Yeah, he's not here.
The best part is I used to hear, as I was running out of the studio to go on my cigarettes, I could hear Stu Gatz trying to talk to me, and yeah. I would feel bad. Like, I should probably turn around and find out what he wants.
It's gotten to the point now, because me and Mikey still do the weekends, it's gotten to the point now where I yell at the hosts when they're like, hey, Mikey, can I hear? I'm like, he's not here.
You should know better.
You're like, how long have you been doing this, Dari?
Dari, when you talk, he is sometimes here. When you stop talking, he is never here.
They should know my smoking schedule by now.
It's Mikey's birthday next week still.
Yes, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
You know Cinco means five, right?
Cinco It's the wrong part of the word. Never mind.
Yeah.
Mikey, just tell him how to deliver that joke, please. Just.
Mikey De Mayo.
No, but you should be the star of these proceedings.
Yes, you should. Hey, kids, ever seen a train wreck? You want to?
I do, Brady.
You know what happens when you do it without me? You get subpar Tom Brady, so...
Mikey, can we do this live thing? Can you do the whole thing in a mesh tank top?
I was just going to say, if we were to do this in an actual live show, Mikey would have to do his portion in a white windowless van.
All right, here's what I propose, okay? Potentially, remember the dating game we discussed?
Yeah,
that was cool. And then some.
Listen, Stanzik's no longer available. I'm sorry, okay? But what if we did a virtual live show for a city, but we do the dating game that we discussed, okay? Would that suffice? Is that
good? Don't worry, Mikey. We'll do all the work.
Right. You don't have to do anything, Mikey. Just show up and be on time. That's it.
I can try and do that. Especially if I can do it here where I can just fire off heaters and just look at you guys on a screen. I could do that.
All right, I mean, okay, and guys, if Stanzik and I get this done, are we all committed to this? Because I haven't slept right since. You would think this would be the greatest week of my life. It's been the worst, and
it's not over. I hope you guys.
I know. He's never going to let me live this down. He has not stopped. Are you guys committed to helping me repair this relationship with Mikey C?
Whatever it takes to make Mikey happy.
Yeah, whatever. As long as Mikey's happy, I think we're all happy.
It's the only job we have.
Because I already feel like my everything, my access has been thrown off, man. Like, it's just, I don't feel right anymore.
It's like
man.
A pit in your stomach, right?
Yeah, I feel like I cheated on someone. I mean, you've made me feel horrible about this,
but
man.
You cheated on someone with the hottest girl in the country. And you're guilty about that you didn't go home to your smoking, nagging, yelling wife.
That's a good point. I made the right call, my dear.
If you had to do it all over again, wouldn't you have taken the 5 minutes to be like, can't we get Mikey C on this with us, you know?
Yeah, well, no. No, next time it happens, I'm going to go forward exactly the way I did this past time, and they're trying to make it up to you on the back end, okay? Yeah. I mean, I would invite Gojo if I were going to invite somebody, you know? Like, what are you talking about?
All right, then enjoy those Charlie Hume ratings at this podcast.
It's the highest downloaded episode we've ever had. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. No one listened to it, okay? And it wasn't on SportsCenter, ever.
I didn't know that till today. I was kicking the nuts. I was on SportsCenter, you know, once when I threw out the first pitch of Mikey C Day. Van Pelt put me on SportsCenter.
Yeah. And how did that happen?
How often was Tom Brady on SportsCenter, you think?
Right.
Yeah, we'll see how he does this year.
Hold on. Who got you, Mikey C Day?
Right, thank Gojo. Thank you. Stop. Pause for a second. How did that happen, Mikey C Day, where Scott Van Pelt put you on SportsCenter? Who was responsible for that? Was it anyone on this call right now?
I think Mike A was the one that called, well, whoever was the producer at the time. Who was the producer at the time?
I think it was Stosh.
No, I think it was Stosh
or somebody. Poor Stosh. He wants to join us on one of these. Side note.
Right, sure. But who was responsible? Just say our names, okay, so we can feel better because it's the two of us. Listen, I know Mikey A is sitting with this, but no one is sitting with this more than two people involved with this show. And I'm telling you, he and I have been texting each other back and forth all week because we feel it. We feel your jealousy. We feel your outrage. And we love you. We consider you family. And so why don't you just say the two names of the people responsible for getting your coveted Mikey C Day. Like, go ahead, got you on SP Picks.
There we go. Look, that Golic came out to it, and was, he was there in and everything. Golic definitely was a big part of it. And you Stu Guts, you probably did something to help put it too. I said it.
We've had a breakthrough in this therapy session.
Yeah. It's good. It feels healthy.
You didn't come up for it and anything like that, but, you know.
You are at an all-time chain-smoking level. You have gone 45 minutes without putting a cigarette down.
Look at the dent I put in this pack for you guys.
And oh, my God. Listen, I am telling people 45 minutes ago, the pack that Mikey C just showed us was a full – he was packing them. He was unwrapping them. It was a full pack. And what he just opened up was there are three remaining. 45 minutes later. I mean
– we really did some damage to this guy.
And that's been my life since this Brady Demon podcast freaking happened.
You're up to four packs of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're sorry about the stress that we caused, okay? Mike Golic Jr. and I love you, and
haven't been able to go on Twitter since.
We're sorry. We're going to make it up to you, okay?
We're going to find a way, Mikey.
All right. Well, thanks.
There's got to be a better way. Mikey, who's your favorite athlete, favorite celebrity, favorite anything besides yourself?
Please don't say Holly Saunders.
No, seriously. Gojo, we're wrong. It's not about an event, okay? It's about getting someone out of that dumpster. It's about getting him an interview that's bigger than Tom Brady. Now, there ain't many, but I am swearing on everything that I have. You name that person right now, and me, Mike Golic Jr., Mikey A., and Dan Stanzik will do anything we can to get that person to the dumpster so you can interview them, and therefore you will have the biggest guest on this podcast. It will not be me, okay? Right. So name that person.
Kobe Bryant's was my favorite athlete.
I don't think you're going to get him.
We cannot get him.
Yeah, Mike, I don't want to make you more jealous, but I once interviewed Kobe.
Oh, wow. All that progress.
Totally did.
Mikey A., you're a Niners fan.
By the way, Stanzik, I did send you the Gronk interview that I did if you need it for anything.
I don't.
Yeah, we don't care about Crocking. We're Brady. So listen, do me a favor. Name the person for crying out loud. You're a Niners fan. Name the person. It doesn't have to be sports. We will do anything we can.
All right, George Kittle.
I don't have to be alive, though.
Talk to George Kittle.
George Kittle. All right, we're on it.
So George Kittle would be the guy that would make all of the stress go away, all the angst, all the bad feelings me and Mike are feeling this week, right?
George Kittle and Holly Saunders, yes.
Of all the people, it's George Kittle and Holly Saunders. You could ask for anyone. Go, Joe. Do you know George Kittle?
we had him on the show 2 weeks ago.
There you go. Kitty Cat. How about that? Does anyone know Holly Saunders?
She's easy to get, trust.
Right.
I can probably book it.
So what's kept you from doing that? All right,
somebody else hasn't done it.
Okay, so we will do it. The next time we do this, Mikey C., I'm promising you, I will not do it again until George Kittle has agreed to come on with us, okay?
Don't write checks you can't cash, but okay.
Stupidity!
All right, Stanzik, I didn't suggest when we wanted to bring Mikey C on and we knew he was wounded and he was jealous and he was hurt that we had Brady on and we didn't include him in that episode. I wasn't expecting to fix this in one episode. I knew it would take multiple episodes and perhaps an event, okay? Okay? I mean, perhaps an entire promotion around Mikey C. I knew it would take more than 25, 30 minutes to fix the relationship with Mikey C. But do you feel like we took a good first step there?
Yeah, I think we're well on our way. The one thing I would caution you is that even when things are fixed, it's like a hit of dopamine for him. He's going to want more and more and more. And the more he wants is airtime.
Yes. Well, he's got an addictive personality, hence the two cartons of cigarettes he smokes a day. So, and the pack he just smoked in the 30 minutes that he was off with us. Did you see that? That was him. Bad. Like, he smokes a lot when we do episodes. He smokes a lot, period. Okay.
I mean, to say he was fuming, pun intended, would be the only way to describe it.
Here's what I'm saying. Had he run out of cigarettes during that 30-minute window that we just shared with him, he would have started smoking his finger. Okay? he is in a bad place right now. But this will take, again, a couple episodes and perhaps a big event to get Mikey C all the way back to where he feels bigger than Brady again. Okay? So we'll keep working on that. It is graduation time, Stanzik. Okay? I feel bad for a lot of people. Like, Stanley, you just got married. I didn't feel badly. Well, I feel badly that you got married. But I didn't feel bad. How's that going, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
So far, so good. We're a couple weeks in here. No issues. You know, you buying a house. I mean, things are happening.
Were you buying a what?
Yeah.
That did take long.
I know.
How about that? Your wife, she traded an A for an S in her last name, and now she's going to get a house and a ring. Yeah. My dad didn't have to pay for the wedding. Jesus Christ. And you're broke.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. So it is graduation time. I was going to say I feel badly because I think what's getting lost in this pandemic is, Stanzik, your wedding had to be delayed, the wedding party. You got married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funerals, unfortunately, sorry to bring it to a sad place, have to be delayed or done differently. And the class of 2020, high school graduation class and college graduation classes are not getting to experience what you and I got to experience growing up, which is a normal, fun graduation. And I feel badly for them. But I have my own school. And it is the Stugatz – I'm sorry. Keep that in, Stanton. It is the Stugatz School of Broadcasting, okay? And at the Stugatz School of Broadcasting, unfortunately, the experience that everyone else is getting this year, that's the experience my students get every year, okay?
Okay. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is there is no campus. There are no teachers. There are no classes, just a place where you can mail me checks. And then we play the same commencement speech every year. So with that said, here is my commencement speech for the class of 2020. Congratulations to you. It's the same one that the class of 2019 got. Enjoy!
Listen up, students, faculty, parents, grandparents, and sponsors, especially the sponsors. TISA, the official watch of the NBA, that beautiful Spalding game day leather, and ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Graduates, ZipRecruiter will hire the producers, guest bookers, and researchers that will make your jobs even easier. Today is a day which will live in infamy for graduates of Syracuse and Northwestern. Great moments are born from great opportunity, and that's what you have here. That's what you've earned here. If we debated them 10 times, they might win 9, but not anymore. Today, we interrupt them. Today, we clash with them. And we shut them down because we can. Today, you are the greatest broadcasters in the world. You were born to be broadcasters, every one of you. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what great broadcast schools the Ivies have. Screw them! This is your time. I had a dream many years ago. I had a dream that my two teenage children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of the paycheck their father's character receives. I knew it wouldn't be easy to transform sports media, but take it from me. You miss 100% of the takes you don't steal from Greeny, Cowherd, and Pablo. I mean, I've missed more than 9,000 pronunciations in my career. I've lost almost 300 debates. 26 times I've been trusted to make the segment-ending joke and misheard what was said in my ear. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Always remember what you learned on your first day here. Speak loudly and carry a big shtick. You'll go far. To my many detractors, I ask, do you want the truth? because most traditional reporters can't handle the truth. We live in a world that has paywalls, and those paywalls have to be guarded by men with journalism degrees. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Wilbon? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for newspapers, and you curse the blogs and podcasts. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that the death of newspapers, while tragic, probably created better content. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, creates better content. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about in press boxes, you want me on that radio. You need me on that radio. You use things like stats, sources, and post-game quotes. You use those things as the backbone of a life spent defending something. I use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to everyone who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd rather they just say thank you and went on their way. Otherwise, I suggest they borrow someone else's takes and mail in a podcast. Either way, I don't give a damn what they think they are entitled to. My fellow broadcasters, ask not what your alma mater could do for you. Ask what you could do for your alma mater. And what you could do is send yearly donations. Better make it monthly donations. If you want to make them weekly, that's fine. Just make them out to my name. Keep the cash flow coming. The buck stops here at my desk. And speaking of the Bucks, must win game, game 5 tonight. And so you don't have to pronounce his name, as I taught you, remember, just call him the Greek Freak. In less than an hour, you will join others from around the world and you will be launching the largest vocal battle on traditional journalism in the history of mankind. Journalism. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is graduation day, and you will be sent out into the world to fight people with framed diplomas and stacked resumes. We will be fighting for our right to not work hard, to have no credibility, and still be able to land at the same network as Bob Lee. And should we win the day, graduation day will no longer be known as a day of accomplishment, but as a day other parents realize they have wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars, and a day that we, the underachievers, declared in one voice, we will not watch the game at night. We may or may not watch the big fights. We're going to live on without facts. We're going to survive without reading. Today, we celebrate your graduation day.
All right, congratulations once again to the class of 2020. I am proud of you. In class of 2021, don't think you're getting anything different. You're getting that exact speech a year from today. How about that? I didn't do anything different. All right. Speaking of graduating, we graduated from the biggest podcast, bigger than Oprah, biggest in the world. I graduated to the biggest podcast in the galaxy. Stanley, how about that? We graduated. It was graduation week for us as well. Hey, how about that? Yeah, the galaxy, man. I'm going to lose my voice. I need to stop talking. We'll have another episode tomorrow. Stupidity.